This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. The Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank has a closely watched forecast that estimates the health of the nation's economy. It's called the GDP Now forecast. Well, it's estimating that gross domestic product for the second quarter, which ended along with June, contracted at a rate of negative 2.1%. If that estimate holds, it will be the second consecutive quarter of negative growth, otherwise known as a technical recession. That possibility is looking more likely after the Commerce Department's report last week that consumer spending, which powers the economy, declined in May if you account for inflation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on that.
Consumer sentiment is down in the dumps, and personal financial anxieties are mounting, driven by persistently rising prices, interest, and mortgage rates. That's leaving consumers ever more worried about covering their basic monthly expenses. So they're cutting discretionary spending, delaying or canceling big-ticket purchases like homes, cars, and appliances. More people are dipping into savings or charging up their credit cards to make ends meet. Mark Cohen directs retail studies at Columbia Business School.
We're spoiled because we haven't seen explosive inflation in quite a few decades. Many, many Americans are young enough not to have any experience with this.
He says as consumers adapt to higher inflation, they'll keep pulling back their spending accordingly. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.